All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Only have two helicopters overboard today. Do we have one? I don't know. PRQ team is listening today. This is PRQ. We want to hear from you. We want any and all questions. Teach us, teach us, teach us what we need to do for you. That's what we do. It's a privilege and honor. BBC, please. God, did I just say that? I just bludgeoned it. I'm sorry, BBS. Please call in and let's have some fun. I need lots of calls today because 5 hours of radio. I'm a little tuckered out. I need you. I need you guys. I'm a huge fan of explaining what I've observed this week, last week, traveling around. Around the world. I'm a huge fan of, unfortunately, how we interact with aliens and we don't realize it. We think it's normal life and we're expected to stay positive. And we would all like to stay positive. BBS Radio, thank you so much for your help. For the people.space, thank you so much. Just need your participation to teach us, coach us, and explain what you're going through. What do you mean? For the most part, this type of human really wants to be proactive, but doesn't necessarily understand where their thoughts are coming from. So that's not an easy statement. That's pretty arrogant too. But I'll wait for the calls to come in. Otherwise, I will start. Assuming that I can get calls today. You never know. You never know what these machines, they are designed by aliens. I have no chat. Yes, I do have chat. I have nothing in my chat board, BBS Radio. But the hot shots are on board now. I know that. Couple opportunities we could talk about today is the education system. BBS Radio, I'd like to take calls. I'd like to take calls. Thank you. I know you get 1,000 an hour, 1 million a minute. Anything good would be great. Thanks, BBS Radio. Got it. Got you, Roger. One of the greatest alien agendas on the planet, unfortunately, that is reactive and not proactive. So if I focus all my time on reactive information, then we're going to project our future based on my conversations about the past. So how do I do that? How do I explain and educate the construct of how good these aliens are? They're really good at getting us to talk about the past and not being proactive in the future. Well, one of the greatest tools, if you don't mind, is the education system. So notice that the education system turns into your legal system, turns into your lawful system, turns into your financial system. All education was engineered so that you would construct a society that you're experiencing now. We'll use North America as an example, maybe the UK. Why would we believe in money? Why do we want it? We actually don't know why we want money. We just know we want it because I need to get my thing. Of course, my thing is what money's about. So how do we, the solution is up to us now. But the one thing that is maybe the most disturbing is if I can engineer. I'll take calls anytime you guys want. If I can engineer a type of human in the education system and then duplicate it, whether you want to call it clones or otherwise, I can really take over the planet. And you're going to see the people getting A's in college, high school, middle school, etc., might be already pre-programmed. So I hope that helps. I'm going to take a call. Thank you so much, BBS Radio, for helping us with the calls. Robin from Michigan online, two questions. Questions? St. Thomas, St. Thomas, St. Thomas. Isn't that a basketball team? You there, Robin?
I am. How are you
Robin, Robin,
today?
Robin. Good day to you. Thank you for calling. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, you too. So I was reading the latest article on For the People That Space in regard to Bernadette of Lourdes. I think I'm saying it right, Lourdes. And at the
Okay.
bottom of the picture, it talks about, how she was part of the family, the light on the 16th of April, 1879. And at the bottom, it says, "Do you recognize these those eyes?" And I'm looking at the eyes, and I'm just trying to figure out who it is. Could you share a little info on that?
Yeah, so what one of the tools we have is look outside of physicality and why. Okay, so for the people that space, you gotta remember you're working with a conscious computer there.
Right.
We're taking great care not to tell you what to believe. It's very tricky, isn't it? But to
Yeah.
see this in your life. So we would prefer that you discern what spirit is in that human through the eyes that might be in another human that you might recognize. And I will not tell you because that's the exercising we're able to do. So yeah, so let me give you a little more information. Forgive me. Thank you so much for that question. It's a brilliant question. Okay, so if I stand there and I look at someone's eyes, picture or physically, all the PRQ team, we have this instantly. So that's why we don't really know how to teach it or explain it. I can see a dark being in another human being that has been in another human being a human. Well, once you graduate, and you're going to get that all that information, no problem. Well, I can also see the identity of the being in that human being that has nothing to do with physicality. And so basically, you're getting coached on practicing how to recognize who that might be because it's really, really obvious who it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think I have an idea who it is.
So you.
Also,
We use tools like that to help you go, wait a minute, if we're not humans, but we're participating human, we just want everyone to get better and better at it, I guess is the best I could do.
okay. All right. That's really interesting. So thank you. I appreciate that. And I do have one
Okay.
more question for the mermaid.
Go ahead.
You guys were talking earlier about when you look at babies and they look back at you. And I do that a lot when I'm in the grocery store because I just love to look at babies. And I notice when they look over at me and then I look at them and I smile at them and then they'll smile back at me and then I'll wave at them. And it's funny what you said about the mothers kind of like, who's that? I get that a lot from a lot of the mothers. And there are a few times that I do go up to them. And I say, your baby's so adorable. But I feel the beautiful spirit in those babies. It's like, it's so beautiful just to look at them. And thank
What
you
is
for sharing that with me.
yeah, what is your question for the mermaid?
Well, that was the question, that I do feel that connection when I look at babies. And when and if you do decide to go into doing a collaboration with the women to come in and talk about a lot of things that us women would like to know about, I would love to be a part of the panel. So feel free to call on me, whatever I can do to help with that arena.
Great. That's so awesome. Thank you. How do
Yeah.
you, I don't know, Q has, he has his methods of how he finds people, and it's not a normal way. So you got this to be able to find this
I
person.
choreographed my geography now, but that could change. Thank you so much.
We
Brilliant.
definitely
Yeah,
that
thank
yeah
you.
keep
I
I'm
will.
pretty slow moving, but I'll get
Love you
there.
both.
I'm really inspired at this point. Yeah. Thank you so much. Lots of love.
Yes, back at you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for pause there. Mermaid sometimes has to put me in my place. Susan from New York, clarify the in-between space. Question, clarify the in-between space. Susan from New York, please go ahead.
Thank you, Q and Mermaid, for that last show. It was absolutely incredible and all that you shared. And I would love to be on that women's panel too. It's all so synchronistic. It's
I don't know.
So
I think we could live without women, can't we? I don't know. It's a love hate thing. I don't...
We're getting there.
I spoke for my mentor down at the end of the table. He's like, yeah, it's love him or leave him. I don't know. Please, what do you got, Susan? Give us some.
Oh, can you thank the mentor as well for speaking earlier? It was so lovely to hear another teammate, another brother. So it felt really nice to hear someone else as well. Thanks for speaking up. Okay.
I'm like Chuck Uber. Nothing anymore. No one. I used to be like really profound. Now he steals my thunder like that. Hi, Susan. What's your sorry? We've got some intermezzo here. Anyway, Susan, please tell me what's your question.
Okay, you just mentioned it at the beginning of the PRQ show, and I was curious regarding thoughts. There's an in-between place that I can't necessarily get. So I can totally get when I have thoughts that are not mine. It's kind of easy. And I could feel when I'm completely in a neutral state in my heart, that beautiful space. So it's in between where sometimes I might be imagining, you know, or envisioning something, and it sounds like it's me. They're my thoughts. They're of my nature. Sometimes they go on and on. Is that me doing it? I'm still kind of in peace, but I'm observing an active, I'll just say an active imagination, which feels like thoughts. Could you describe what's going on?
I was going to say, I think it is exactly that. I know what you mean. It's like you're daydreaming, and it doesn't have to be anything profound, like you say, but you're not necessarily thinking as in analyzing. And I would say that's you.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Like, Christopher can have a go at this.
I know what you mean, though.
I'm paying for it, but go ahead.
But you still feel peaceful. You feel peaceful. You are somewhat active in your internal state of being. You elaborate. I find that hard to talk about with the language, but I do know what she means, and I think it's
yeah, it's you know, it's basically like when we get the implants out of me, I go, okay, I gotta do something about this and explain this, you know, just to be a canary in the coal mine for everybody. Perfectly, you said it perfectly, and that is, how do I stop processing information? Is that a fair statement?
Yes, exactly.
So I don't care what direction it comes from. So if you want to call it thought, radio waves, 5G, I don't really care where the information comes from. Your psionic abilities, your psychic abilities, the Galactic Federation of bullshit, I don't really care. I'm saying, why can't you stop? Is my question for everybody, because I got to do it all. So when we did hyperspace travel, that's how we were able to do hyperspace travel, is we did not think. So my suggestion is slowing down information to the point in which you can speed information up. So if I can see unbelievable volumes of knowledge, I should be able to sort, stop, slow down knowledge, wouldn't I? Right. So you got that correct. Where does knowledge come from? Where does information come from? Doesn't really matter to me. But shouldn't I have the choice to be completely neutral? And that's what makes me so arrogant. Flip, the mermaid says, "You're not like everybody. You're not making." Billy and Jane said the same thing. You got to remember, you're not like the rest of us. And I said, "Yeah, I am. Everyone's just like me. I'm a spirit. You're a spirit. We're all okay." No, you don't let anything come into you. We're all observing a lot of information and adopting it or otherwise. And I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm actually a bigger problem. I'm an alien to this alien world in many respects because I don't see what you guys see. That's why you're such an incredible tool for me." Does that make sense?
What about the in-between state, like this lady was saying, when you're not sitting there thinking, but you might just be sitting outside looking
observing,
at the trees,
observing
sort of daydreaming.
Is maybe a word we would.
But you
favor,
are in
yes.
your true self. You're not sitting there in
absolutely.
Mind energy. I think that's what she was referring to. That in-between
yep.
state.
You didn't.
So that's
you could have chosen to participate now, couldn't you, Susan? But you didn't.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
So observing is where I would probably, I like that word.
Which is a
I could choose.
Spirit.
I could choose chase the dog
yeah.
down the road, the garbage man.
You can observe and
yeah,
sort of daydream the scenarios of this and that, but you're not really overly processing anything. You're just
yeah,
at
yeah.
peace, but you're just sort of, that's interesting to sort of.
I find that to
that.
Be extremely yeah. authentically you. Is that okay to say?
Yes. Okay. I was in the ocean and I was sort of musing or imagining, like creating, oh, I wonder, it would be so fun imagining when we all get together or imagining what it was like to swim with Hugh and Mermaid in the ocean. And I was just playing with that. And so that was brought me joy and imagine, and I hope that's okay, and I'm not courting you when I'm doing that, but it came from my heart, it was playful, and I was seeing it or just imagining it.
No.
So,
and
I'm not,
yeah, don't worry,
this, that's
you
that's
can't,
not
you
anything
can't court, you, that's beautifully said. Thank you so much,
yeah.
It warms the mermaid's heart for sure. You can't court us, don't worry about that. We're visiting, we're different. So sorry, that. You would feel that you could hinder us. We love you so much.
Thank you so much. And I love, well, thank you for the love. I have felt it incredibly deeply.
You betcha. You'll always have it. You'll always have it from us. Thank you for that question. All right. How are we going to top that one?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
I'm sorry to take you away from what you're doing.
That was a great question.
I just, she
in
asked for you.
We'll call that now, the in between.
Okay.
I
are
like
you going
it.
To pack the sleigh up so we can get on the mountaintop or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Fun over there with your reindeer, whatever that is. Okay. She did not have a New York accent, though. Okay. Let's get Arizona on the line. Arizona. No, that's Steve Martin movie, Oklahoma. Sherry from Arizona says, question, how to heal our own bodies? Sherry from Arizona, line 3, question, how to heal our own bodies? What do you say, Sherry?
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you.
Totally sober, yeah, but I'll say hi.
How do we heal our own bodies with the modality you described for the dog this morning? If we
Very
put
good.
One hand over our head, where do we put our other hand?
Okay, so we can do it several different ways, many different ways. So do not get completely convinced that one modality is better than the other. Is that okay?
Okay.
But when we look at the light that's in you, we're able to enhance volumes of light, which automatically increases the vibration and capability of recalibration and reconfiguration. So when we start talking about healing, is exactly the wrong word. Because once you start focusing on a symptom, you're never going to heal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So my arm kind of hurts. Like, I'm going to heal the hurt arm isn't going to work. Does that make sense?
Yes. So do we put ourselves right on another timeline where we were never unhealthy?
That works really well, but we must have complete respect and appreciation that we are possessing a body now. We're inside a body right now. We are wanting to be inside of a body right now. So recalibration and reconfiguration is where I'm going to standardize on. And that is, I need to get more of me in me, which creates the healing. Did I make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's moment by moment. So as much as I'm making fun of timelines, it's really about, aren't we just right now? And by the way, that's already gone.
Right.
Okay, so a lot of the priests and monks, Buddhist temples, the reason they're so successful at sustaining bodies is they don't do anything. They don't interact with anybody. They just stay still and calm. They're in a temple. They don't even argue with themselves. They don't talk. They just sit there and they quit thinking. They don't do anything. Is that fair?
Yes.
And everyone says they're geniuses. And I say, well, then go somewhere and see how well that works when everyone's yelling at you.
Right.
Good luck, right? And well, that's going to make you sick, isn't it? Yeah. Go ahead and have some Chuck E. Cheese pizza, et cetera. So how are you going to survive when you're out in an environment like that? The opportunity we have to recalibrate and reconfigure is each and every second. And there's really no exercise needed. It's super simple. That's why it's trickery. So when you command your spirit to increase your life force energy out loud, it's all you're ever going to need. And as it stimulates your spirit, it's going to grow. And pretty soon, it's going to grow so much you'll never get sick again. I assure you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. I've been doing the commands for 2 years.
Stay steady. I don't know, the environment you're in. You've got a lot of interesting relationships. You've got family. It is not easy when you're acting. You're very social. So is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. You're also you're just very capable of absorbing other people's information. So that's why you're working so hard. My great, great love and encouragement to you is just stay steady, pick your battles where you want, but peace is peace. So if you want to hang out with people that are not peaceful, what do you think you're going to get?
Chaos.
Love you. I love you. I'm doing my best to help you guys. Love you. Doing my best to help you guys. Thank you for listening to me. All right. Man, that was cool. Wait a minute, that was a woman. That's not funny. PRQ is not impressed with me today. I'm going to have to get some new employees. Okay, Annette from Florida. Question, the community project funds. Annette from Florida. Florida, you're like,
hello.
It must be 8 o'clock. Is it 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock? What time is it in Florida?
We don't have timelines, but it would be 6:30.
Nice answer. I was trying to be a rapper. What time is it? Time you got?
Time to learn and have fun.
Let's go chill, man. Let's go chill. What you got, Annette?
Okay. I'm the one who keeps bothering you about our LWS and our project. And we have this beautiful, big, organic project of a community for all of mankind to enjoy and share and learn the old-fashioned way of chilling out and loving just being in the moment. And we're trying to figure out, the group of us are trying to figure out how to manifest that dream so that we have the fun to make this happen.
Well, yeah, do you mind if I ask some questions to you?
Sure.
Okay, so why do we need funds to make this happen?
Because everything that we want to do, the individuals that own it currently might be a little pissed off if we just roll in there and take it over.
Because?
Well, they're a corporation. They're not ethical and they're very bad people, individuals, but we envision this beautiful, beautiful community for everyone to share in and not be just corporate profit and greed.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the full story. So I would like to participate in a facility, an asset, a geography in my hometown or otherwise. And these people do not want to do that with me because I don't have any funds. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, because they are greed oriented. I've met with them and they're not considering that it's about pride and greed that they have, their motives.
Okay, very good. So this group of people you approached and said, I would like to fill in the blank, please.
I would like to make this a beautiful project for all in the world, actually, to enjoy and learn and hopefully use it as a template for other places so that our young people can see how our grandparents lived and how they enjoyed having their land and their abundance from their land and sharing in communities, which we don't have anymore because they've crammed everyone into these 15-minute cities.
Okay, very good. So the people that you're talking with and you want to participate with, they don't want to participate with you because they need something in return. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, their biggest sponsor is Coca-Cola.
So why
says it all?
So here's the question: why do we want to participate with those people?
We don't. They need to be removed from the picture because they're not in the best interest of all of humanity.
Absolutely, great answer. I'll move on to the next question. Thank you so much. Sorry to be flipped, but we just got our answer. We got a lot of people on the call. Why would we work with people who don't care about us is what I got out of that call. Well, there's so many beautiful places. It's not to be disingenuous to that caller. It's why would we work with people who don't care about us? And we're going to have to be brutally honest at the end of the day. Why do we have someone like BBS Radio who, when you call in, they go, we love you and we want to service you and provide for you. And then you go down the road and you want to rent out the YMCA and they said, no, I don't like you, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, don't we just work with people we really care about and care about us? So that's my suggestion and idea. Thank you so much, Annette from Florida. That was absolutely a quality call, but it's really indirectly a quality call, sorry. British Columbia is on the call. I cannot believe Joan and Margaret finally made it back. Yay, changing our vibrational reality. Margaret, I haven't heard from you in a long time. British Columbia, you on there?
Thank you. Hey, Mermaid. Great to be on the call again. Thank you.
We're the fairies from Vancouver.
You guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are steadies. You're having a good day up there, aren't you? Nice weather, eh?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much doing what I want.
Cool.
You know, I keep asking for a certain temperature or commanding it, and it's kind of staying there. So,
hey, how you doing? Stopping everybody from cutting down. Hey, tell everybody quit cutting the trees down, eh?
Oh, we've got a lot of stuff to do up here, but that's one of our questions. Yeah, but the first thing I want to talk about is changing our vibrational reality. Well, we, in the beginning of all this transformation, not everybody's going to be able to, say, teleportate and all of that. So I've been wondering, how do we introduce that concept to just the normies, or even to us, and how do we even get comfortable with it? So I was mulling this whole idea over, and I realized that we're not going anywhere. In the very end, all we're doing is changing the environment that's immediately around us to what we want. And then I realized, well, that's no different than healing. Well, healing's all the same. So if we can change our reality, then we can change how we look in that reality. So I don't really need med bed. So then I was thinking, well, how do we get there? How can we enhance our ability to get there? So my question to you really is, can we use, and I have some ideas, external sources that sort of take our intention and amplify it and feed it back into our field?
Yeah, good question. So let me do my best to translate what you gave me. So, you know, I've been obviously very critical of anything outside yourself is outside yourself. And if we are truly from source and or God, life, light, whatever words you like there, then we should be able to recalibrate and reconfigure to the body we're in now. The discipline around anti-aging and healing, so many different disciplines we could talk about, is curious, yet maybe opponent of mortality. Component or opponent of mortality. So if you actually believe or know that you'd like to stay in this body forever and ever and ever, I'm with you. But if you do degenerate this body, you're going to jump into another body, aren't you?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, in essence, we're not really healing ourselves. We're just choosing how we want to appear in that moment.
Exactly right. So I remember when Margaret was sick, and I did my best to help her heal. She wasn't worried about healing, was she?
No, I knew I would.
She healed.
Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you hear
okay.
me?
Yep,
yeah, I did. I know it happened right away. Yeah.
Okay, and so
what is that?
Why were you not scared of you know how long it was going to take to heal? Like, why are we scared of anything, let alone how long we live? Why do we get that indentured into us? It's quite curious to me.
Well, I mean obviously the way we've been, these bodies have been constructed, and we've sort of jumped into them, and we have to express ourselves through them. That obviously lends itself to why we are the way we are. Now that kind of leads to the issue of my question, because I realize we should be able to, we can do all these things ourselves instantly if we remember, not remember, but if we just get that knowing. However, I realize there's sort of like an incremental, everybody, there's a collective incremental moment where things appear to change on a timeline, but until we realize that we can jump the timeline quicker and change how we appear without being on think without realizing we're thinking we're on a timeline, how do we start that process? I mean, because there's a lot of things that we can do that would make our lives easier if we had the ability to move things or change our environment instantly. It would facilitate the healing of people and the unwinding of all the programming.
So much more than that.
I really, Jonah, I really think it's a little too many words for me. Forgive me, but it's our choices. Mm-hmm. It's just flat out. If we would just make quality choices that were authentic to our of source, from source, I don't think we're having this conversation, do you?
Right. Well, no, that was kind of the dilemma, because everybody is still looking outside of themselves, even us included, on what we feel we can get us there to that moment. But the truth is, it's really none of that really matters. And we just kind of have to trust ourselves and just make those choices, and we'll attract what we want around us.
I would agree with that. I think that's perfect for me.
And do you mind, we have one other question?
I have a question I need to ask. So I obviously Joan and I can't live together right now because of a stupid stinking border. But whenever I come up to the Kootenai,
how do you know I'm not next to you? How do you know I'm not in British Columbia? No.
I didn't hear
you. You were jumbled. Can you repeat that, please?
How do you know I'm not in British Columbia right now?
I think I've heard you say that before. Anyway, there's so much satanic influence in this area, and I always say to Joan, I'm like, why are they so attracted to the middle of nowhere? It's a beautiful place, that's for sure. It's beautiful here, but why
like they
flaunt
it?
So
they got statues, they've got
super
commemoration
about
it's
it. Yeah,
just flagrant. It's really bad.
So what's the deal? What's so special about this area that they're attracted to it?
Yeah, great question, actually. So the legacy of that region where you're at would be, I can't say the name out loud, but the most prolific Satanist for millions of years.
Yeah, we got you.
What he was able to do is to take energetics of mountain ranges, forests, minerals, mainly water, and then attach to it etherically, not intrinsically. It's very complex information. Trying to sustain life intrinsically. So if you look at all the greatest magicians, they're trying to go the other way. This individual's trying to go that way. So all the greatest black magicians, George Bush, whoever, they're trying to bring in energetics from the etheric, and the etheric is trying to get in here. Well, you need black magicians here to go and anneal to the etheric black magician, so to speak. And so over the course of time, you have the anchoring of a geography. So that tenure is what you're observing. It needs, you got to remember, these are not 5 minutes ago. These are thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of light and dark here. It's quite amazing. The people that I've
always
I've
always,
crossed
always a competition. Always a competition, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're here to take it back.
That's pretty much it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, there's
so
like
installing it, living with it is completely different.
Sorry, can you say that again, please?
So once it's installed, doesn't give it any more capabilities. It's more, if you believe in it, will give it more capabilities. So as you've mentioned, you're going to be able to displace it, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've been feeling that. We've been feeling that a lot since we've been here. Yeah. So.
Well, especially because it's you guys, if you're around that area, it's not going to have a choice. You guys are just too powerful. You're holding space. It'll be just fine.
Yeah, well, we've got an army of people up here. It's pretty awesome, actually.
And we're some of those twin flames have found each other, so we're happy that way.
Yeah, So thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm very close to you. My blessings and love to you.
All right. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Bye.
You keep calling, please. Keep calling. Let's see if we can get one more done. Can't believe the PRQ team is still sober. Interesting. Usually drinking by now. Oh, well. Well, they don't drink. Spirit freaks. All right. Edgar from Paris. Spirit boy at the end of the table. Crack shots at me. Edgar from Paris.
Hello. Can you hear me, Keith?
Yeah. Okay, this is your question. How does he do high-speed communication with Mercury? Forgive the radio station if they gave the Cliff Notes version. High-speed communication with Mercury, please. Yeah, what do you got there?
So it's actually commutation. So I've been playing around with trying to generate, over-unity power, extra power, these kind of solutions under my project, bringing power to the people. And it seems like high speed switching is the access to getting these powers, energies, out of the quantum or ether or whatever we want to call it. And so playing around with Mercury, it seems fascinating, and it also seems like really taboo and suppressed. But I was hoping you could enlighten me a little bit about just how to do mechanical high-speed switching, quelling the sparks that you get, maybe in a hardened fashion, as in robust to EMF energies, that kind of stuff. So are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Please, let's keep going. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Please.
Okay, so when we look at Mercury, the periodical chart that is published to you is about 1% of all the chemical data in the universe. Okay.
Right.
With that. So you only have about 1% of the information in the universe. So it gets a little
and
tricky.
And not to mention, we got the Walter Russell version that's more accurate with the harmonics and how things phase up and down. I assume that's part of what you mean by the 1%, 99% that we're missing.
Yep. Now we took our critical table and we added sound, harmonics, and light, didn't we?
Yeah.
Make sure periodic table absolutely worthless, doesn't it? Because you have to factor in your environment, don't you?
Absolutely.
So if I put Mercury underwater or on top of a mountain, it's going to be a completely different state, isn't it?
Yeah, different pressures, of course, different temperatures, different states.
That's right. That's where it's all bullshit. Sorry to inform everybody. Thank you, chemist. I'm Hugh. Living in the chemical industry for a long time, these guys are good, but it's just based on its environmental relationship. So we have to be careful with your question, because now we'll look at the percentage of mercury that is 100% mercury or otherwise. So what has potentially infiltrated? You got to remember, mercury is a living being. So what has it absorbed?
Oh, right.
So we have...
Yeah, I noticed how absorbent it is.
So it's going to change state based on its environment. It's sound, light, mercury is going to change. It's absorbed something. So your question is incomplete because we don't know where it's starting. But I will answer your question in some component of your question. High speed commutations with mercury. What is the result you want to accomplish with mercury? What is the outcome you want? If you don't mind, forgive me.
It's a good question to clarify, because it's not necessarily about mercury. It's just mercury was one of the things I studied amongst many other things when it comes to switching at high speeds. So I really want to come up with a more natural way or a device where I can switch regular current at high speeds, adjusting frequency and duty cycle so that I can then use that to energize coils or other devices, circuits, for obtaining dominant harnessing and making usable dominant energy systems.
All right. So thank you for that question. Really well done with your study.
Thank you.
For the most part, all mercury is an instant transmitter and receiver. So notice that dentists would put fillings in your teeth with mercury. Well, the reason the dental industry adopted that is to undermine your true conscious telepathic abilities. Notice that animals don't have mercury or fillings. And that's why sugar was into the diet of humans. So if you want to keep mercury as a transmitter receiver, you have several choices. But we must be careful what we would like to do with mercury in my statement. Do we want to receive information?
Yeah, right.
We want to transmit information. It's always going to be a conductor and a receiver. The issue you have with mercury, it does not know the difference between what I just said. It'll never stop receiving.
Right.
Never stop. It does not change. So the more you give it,
the more it'll
very
make.
Powerful. The more you give it, the more it's going to, that does not stop. It's one of the most unique elements. Yeah, gold and silver have the same capabilities. Mercury times 10.
Yeah, that's amazing. That makes complete sense. Like if you fed what is transmitting
it's really tricky to work
itself.
With. The reason it's so tricky to work with here is we have so much transient information. So if we didn't have radio sending us information all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Well, whether it's 5G or radio or a cell phone, I don't care what it is. The mercury just loves it. It'll just pick up everything.
I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you so much. This has been enlightening. My love to you and my love to
you. My love to you. You have fun with
everything.
That.
Blessings
all right,
from Australia.
I got to wrap it up, everyone. I got to wrap it up. Thank you so much.
Rock and
so
roll. Bye, guys.
Yeah, well, you have fun. Okay, Michael from Hawaii, you want to get involved? You know what? Know why? I do, Michael from Hawaii. I'm on you. Pete and Carrie, questions, what's happening when he's on stage? Come on now. You know what's happening. People can feel you. Question, what's restless? Okay, I can't answer them all. I'm sorry. Call back, you guys. Call back. Keep calling me. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, BBS Radio. BBS Radio, I love you. Everyone, thank you so much. I love you. Keep on us. We love you. Good day.